Have we any loving couples in the audience, in the front row, so we can get a microphone here? Don't be ashamed. I mean, anyone who's with a partner tonight. Okay, yeah, fellow there. Yeah, right there. Sir, are you married?
Yeah.
You are. In that case, who would you have looked to marry you? Who are the only two people think can marry? Yes, we know, obviously, a priest can. But supposing you're at sea, what then?
Paul McCartney?
Oh, everyone wants to get in on the act. What do you say? Who could do it?
The captain.
A ship's captain can marry you, right? Nope. Nope. Never have done, never will. The entire notion is the purest applesauce. Captains cannot marry people. They have never married people. But again, why trust a chat show host? We're practiced two-faced liars. Let us pipe aboard an actual captain. In fact, Captain Richard Huff. Oh, Captain. I'll move that away from you. This is something else we were going to do. It's last week I forgot to give a zip manufacturer the Amish newspaper, right? The Amish newspaper. But we've been sent the Amish newspaper, and for what it's worth, I'll get it out of the way now. That's the Amish newspaper, by the way. Can you see that? Oh, yes, it is. I meant to do that earlier, but kind of forgot it. Captain Husk, I'll wait till you finish laughing at that. You've never married anyone?
No, nor buried them.
Nor buried them. So where did this preposterous notion come from, do you suspect?
Well, I think it probably stems from the 18th century, when a number of people were sent to Australia on a one-way ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And probably approval might have been given by Parliament,
yeah,
for the chaplain, not the captain, the chaplain of convict ships to marry. It was a long trip, and it might well have been appropriate.